W. Smith on I-94 this morning, please move to the right. He may be running a few minutes late. It's the pre-W. Smith Show with Jeff Sloan on 760 WJR.
All right, welcome back. Listen, two big themes this morning. One, shoveling out from the big snow we got yesterday. Kristen, you reported earlier in the show about various snowfall amounts and so on. Kids had school off yesterday. Looks like many will be back today, if not most. The other big theme that we're focused on this morning is, of course, Governor Whitmer's State of the State address delivered last night. She's a force, guys. She's a force. She knows what she wants to do. She's got programs to do it. She delivered her State of the State last night. Again, whether you agree with her, her approach to governing or not, and her various policies, she's a force. Listen, she got up there and she said, I'm not going to give you a list. She started out by saying, I'm not going to give you a list. I'm going to instead appeal a list of things we're going to do. Instead, I'm going to appeal to several groups of people that are going to benefit from the various programs she then went on to introduce during her speech last night. One, folks working hard to care for themselves and support their families. Two, she wanted to focus and did focus on young people about to graduate. And three, Michiganders born today and what their future will be like here in the state of Michigan and so on. So she started out by covering a program called Lowering Michigan's Costs.
Good program. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. First, she wants to roll back the retirement tax, saving 500,000 households $1,000 a year. She mentioned how this would be important for seniors, allow grandparents to spend that money on other things versus what they have to today. So that was an important group she singled out with the rollback of the retirement tax as a way to save costs for Michiganders. Second, expand the working families tax credit, yep, delivering at least $3,000 in refunds to 700,000 Michigander families. And third, pre-K, she wants to save families an average of $10,000 a year to ensure that every four-year-old in Michigan gets a great start. She went on to talk about how important it is. She gave examples of the meaning of getting a great start in life and then what that can mean to our citizens here in the state of Michigan that remain to live and work here.
She's done a couple of things for children. I mean, this new pre-K for all kind of initiative, but then before the end of the year, she started a program for people who wanted to start daycare centers. And she was promoting starting up daycare centers and starting those kind of early childhood education programs. So, I mean, she was talking about that one prior to the end of last year.
Yep.
So
yep.
As a mom, I appreciate that. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, and you just said something. That's just where I was going to go. You just said, as a mom, I appreciate that. And the interesting thing is, she can talk about this subject matter as a mom. Yeah. You know, not just the governor of the state of Michigan, but as a mom, she knows firsthand what it's like, what's required, the challenges and the important, you know, components to successfully raising children. And so she speaks with firsthand direct knowledge of all of that. And so that's good. She wants to attract and retain talent here in the state of Michigan. She talks about a Make It in Michigan program. That's a package where she's going to provide sustainable funding source for Michigan's bipartisan economic development fund to invest more in bringing new jobs to Michiganders. She went on to talk about the importance of, again, continuing on the young people theme to the future of the state of Michigan. So thinking not just about the here and now, but thinking about the future, looking down the road. She talked about kids just graduating from high school or college and what she wants to do to make sure that we retain that talent here in the state of Michigan and give those young people every opportunity to go on to succeed. And of course, as a result of their personal success, contribute to the future of the state of Michigan. And that's called the Make It in Michigan program. You know, she wants those young kids. That's been an issue here in the state of Michigan, the talent drain. It used to be that you would get out of high school or get out of college and you'd think about either going west or going south or looking for opportunity elsewhere. She wants to make sure that they stay right here and we give them every opportunity to help young people get jobs, to make stuff and grow. Let's support talent development and keep closing in on our 60 by 30 goal to have 60% people earn a degree or skills certificate by 2030.
I like the scholarship opportunities too.
Right.
For the higher education, training people. College is so expensive now.
That's exactly right. I think that's an really important focus. And I'm glad she's focused on it. And she's got programs and initiatives to back up what she's saying and to actually do something about it. She went on to then focus on, she really had a strong focus on a couple of other things I'll mention. Of course, can't cover it all, but I like the fact she obviously brought up gun control, public safety, gun violence. This is obviously a huge issue nationwide.
Yeah.
But an issue that touches all of us, Michiganders included. She talked common sense kind of, approaches to gun control that would not take away the rights of sportsmen, or at least, try to do everything she can to protect the rights of sportsmen. It's not about, a universal gun ban. It's about proposing common sense reforms, including universal background checks, safe storage laws, and extreme risk protection orders, so that we can make sure guns are in the hands of those that can enjoy them as sportsmen and those that are responsible, but the guns don't get into the hands of those that have nefarious intention by either owning or possessing a gun. So that's obviously, an important area of focus. And then lastly, I'll just cover, she wanted to really touch on protecting fundamental freedoms. And of course that related to protecting a woman's rights, repealing the Michigan's 1931 abortion ban and so on, making sure everyone has equal opportunity here in the state of Michigan. All in all, I think good focus, good agenda, well delivered. She stood up there and delivered it with grit, that's for sure. Even pulled out her hat with the grit emblem on it, referred to
the Lions,
Coach Campbell at one point even. It was very, very impressive. She, just in closing, my fellow Michiganders, we live in a special place. Our beautiful state has played host to so much progress because of our unbreakable, hopeful spirit. She qualified it as saying, we do the work. The nation can worry. We do the work here in the state of Michigan. Hey, I applaud her.
She's got to get to work. She's
well
got
done.
A lot,
now let's get to work.
A lot on that list. Yeah,
that's exactly right. Well, I know, Ann Thomas, you're standing by. Good morning, and I know you tuned in, Ann.
Yes, absolutely. Good morning, Jeff and Kristen.
Good morning,
and Mark. I am here with Paul. Paul is right.
How unusual.
Mr. Smith has gone to Lansing.
Mr. Smith has gone to Lansing.
Yes.
Listen, we've gone to Washington, and now we've gone to Lansing.
Paul for president.
The governor will be joining Paul this morning.
Governor will be here this morning. We can tell her what we'll say right now. She, as pretty much always, did a great job with the speech.
I think so, too, Paul.
She gives good speech. There's no question about it.
Yes, absolutely. She did a great job.
And the craziest thing about these things, and it's true for when the Republicans are in office or the Democrats are in office, the other side has to work hard to not stand. If she said, I've made it illegal to beat up little kids,
right.
The Democrats would all stand and the Republicans would sit on their hands.
Yes. It looks
just
awkward.
The way it is. It does look awkward.
And what do the people of the state of Michigan think? Are they going to work together if they won't even stand?
They better work together or we're not going to accomplish anything. We got to get out of here. Look. They came to us late.
So sorry, but we're so looking forward to the show ahead. Of course, as we always do, we'll be tuning in. Make sure you all do too. Paul's got the governor.
Tony's doing the whirlwind.
Gotta go. We're out of here.
See you guys.
Paul W. Show's next.
All right. Good job.
Yep.